I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
The Senate passed legislation addressing the Blake decision. What are your thoughts?
Remember, the Supreme Court essentially in its decision decriminalized drug possession. If you can think of the chaos in terms of people thinking it's okay to now have drugs, people who are languishing in the system trying to get important substance abuse treatment, our drug courts, you know, it essentially put a stop to everything. That's not okay. We have members of our own family that are struggling with drug addiction. We had a niece who died of opioid overdose at the age of 24. It's not okay to just leave it in limbo. Look, the bill I'm about to describe isn't perfect. And there are certainly reasons to like it and reasons not to. In the end, I did support its passage. But look, it recriminalizes drugs. It does not allow any personal use amounts, period. There were drafts flying around where it'd be okay to have meth and cocaine and LSD in certain use amounts. That is not okay. That sends entirely the wrong message. What we do want to do is tie these cases to treatment. And this bill does this. It really forces treatment. It continues to criminalize drug possession as a gross misdemeanor, not a felony. But look, it still leaves intact our system in some way and really gets people the treatment that they need or the option to treatment that they need. It creates diversions so those gross misdemeanors don't happen right at the beginning. And there's a work group going forward to really look at issues relative to treatment, which I think is the key to this all. We know that simple incarceration without treatment, without getting people access to what they need, you need treatment. Criminalization alone doesn't do it. So I think this bill really hits a balance in a very difficult subject with people all across the board. But I think this is a good bill going forward. We'll see what the House does with it. But for me, these are difficult issues, but you know, that's part of our job. And to leave Olympia without bringing forward a solution that just doesn't continue to devolve into chaos and to continue to cost our local governments tremendous amounts of money just wasn't right. So it'll be interesting to see what the House does with this. And we're going to work on this till the end of session.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.